Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
Here is your change. I demand you have a pleasant day.
Happy? Hey, Happy?
What?
Is he still here?
He has not moved since he arrived 2 hours ago.
Ugh, why won't they just give it up?
They have been remarkably persistent. Ignoring and avoiding him as you have attempted to do has not worked. I do not believe this one will leave until you either speak with him or force him out.
Oh, man. Can't I just hide in the back some more?
You can try, but I suspect he will simply come back tomorrow.
Ugh, fine. You get the loaves out of the oven. I'll talk to the guy. Okay, let's just get this over with. Happy said you wanted to talk to me?
Yes, my name is Oliver, and I'm a representative from...
From Hexwell, I can tell.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
You would.
Anyhow, I was sent to come speak with you in person because we haven't gotten a response to any of the admission letters we sent you.
No, what you mean is you haven't gotten the response you wanted to any of the admission letters you sent me. I said no to the first couple, and then you kept sending them, which is when I started incinerating them without opening them.
Well, you have to understand. Hexwell is a very selective institution. People come from all over the world to study at our school.
I know. So give my spot to one of them. I don't even know how I got in to begin with. I didn't apply.
Those with oracular abilities at Hexwell flag certain special individuals to monitor for admission potential, and you turned quite a few heads.
Yeah, I tend to do that. Listen, thank you for your interest, but you don't have mine. My interest, I mean. So you can go back to whoever sent you and...
Excuse me, but I was sent by Headmistress Charmian Heath herself, and I am not to return until this admission slot is filled.
Well, no offense, but that sounds more like her problem than mine, so if that's all you have to say, then...
I don't think you understand what I'm offering you here.
Oh, yes, I do. One of my brothers went to your school.
Oh, did he? That's wonderful. Was he Trueclaw or Diabeak?
Well, first of all, he was Trueclaw, and I'm kind of offended you even asked me that. Second of all, it wasn't wonderful. Kurt came home every break with at least 3 new stories about how he almost died, or how the world was almost ended, or both. Usually both.
Wait, Kurt? Kurt who defeated the 3rd-to-last incarnation of the Avatar of the Dark?
That's him.
I didn't realize. Headmistress Heath didn't mention that fact to me.
It's almost like your school is poorly run or something.
Excuse me? Hexwell is an exemplary institution. I can't think of one example of mismanagement in all the time I've worked there.
Okay, how about the fact that you start every year by separating the good students and the evil students, but then you still teach the evil students advanced magic instead of, oh, I don't know, kicking them out or sending them to therapy or maybe calling the authorities?
See, this is exactly the kind of misconception I'm here to clear up. Only 30% of all the graduates of the Diabeak cohort end up working with, for, or as the current Avatar of the Dark.
That's still super high! You know how many bakers I know who worked with the last Avatar of the Dark? 0. Okay, technically 1, but all she did was make the cake for his Dark Ascension, and she was told it was for a surprise party, which technically wasn't untrue.
Well, you have to admit, though not ideal, those are prestigious positions. Ancient evils seek only the most qualified candidates when plotting the machinations of the end of days.
He is correct.
That is not helping to convince me, believe it or not.
I'll admit that a lot of Avatars of the Dark and minions of the Avatars of the Dark do come from our school.
From a very specific pool of students from your school.
But... so do most of the people who end up stopping the Avatars. And if you're concerned about the next one, then it might interest you to know that there is a prophecy about the next hero, and the person it describes sounds an awful lot like...
Oh. It worked!
Is that...
B?
Sig! Aunt Abby! Wearing the hat, I see. Looks good on you. How are you guys doing?
doing?
How are you here?
As soon as I got home, I started trying to figure out a way to get back, obviously. Like, what? I was supposed to learn that magic exists and then just go back to filling out grad school applications? No, thank you. I tried to recreate what I was doing when I got here the first time for, like, a month, but that didn't work. So then I thought about what you guys said about magic being mostly intent, so I tried to code a program that would do it since this magic rock is still lodged in my laptop. And bing, bang, boom, I'm in your bakery!
Code a program.
It's a way to talk to the laptop.
Spellcraft.
So what did I miss? What's going on? Oh, did you get a cat? Can I pet it? Oh!
I am a him, not an it, and I will decide who does and does not pet me. Thank you very much.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I didn't realize cats were magic here.
All cats are magic.
No, I mean, where I come from, cats don't talk.
Not all cats talk, but all cats are magic.
I don't have any way to look that up, so I'm just going to take your word for it, talking cat.
You know, I have a name.
Is this a bad time? I can go wait in the corner or something until you're done with your conversation with the cat, or... Actually, can I just wait here? This is the coolest thing I've seen all... ever. It's the coolest thing I've seen ever.
Nah, it's not important. Oliver here was just trying to convince me to enroll in... Wait, didn't you say you were applying for grad school?
Not as hard as I should be, but yeah, computer sciences.
How would you like to study magic instead?
No! Shut up! Are you serious?
Did you not hear her tell you to cease speaking?
No! Keep talking! Say more words, now!
Oliver here is trying to recruit me to his little magic school, but I don't want to go, which means there's a spot wide open if you want to take it.
Literally, I have never wanted anything more in my entire life.
Now, wait just a moment. This is not how this works. I can't just bring some random girl.
But you can't go back without the spot being filled, right? That's what you said. And there she is, extremely willing to do something she knows almost nothing about, just like you want.
Super, super willing. Like, you don't even know how willing I am.
But the prophecy!
Oh my god, there's a prophecy! Yes, this just keeps getting better and better!
There is a prophecy, which is why we can't just admit any old student. We need you, Sig.
No, you just need someone who fits the prophecy. And those are always way more flexible than people think. What does it actually say?
The prophecy says that the hero to defeat the Avatar of the Dark this cycle will have one foot in each world.
Well, there you go. B is from another world. You saw her poof in, and you see how she's dressed. And now she's here. Foot in each world.
Plus, my mom's a Yankees fan, but my dad's a Sox fan.
Don't know what that means, but sure, box checked.
That's not all. The hero is also supposed to be found at this exact location.
Is this not where you found her?
Well, yes, but only because she happened to be here.
I also just happened to be here.
You work here!
Yeah, so how prophetic is it that I'm where I'm supposed to be? She and I are both here right now, and it's a lot more amazing for her than for me.
Okay, but how about this? The Chosen One is supposed to have abilities beyond a normal human. Beyond even a normal mage.
That one is simple. B wields the mystical powers of the Wi-Fi.
The what?
Oh, let me show you. Watch as I... Hold on, let me think. Oh, watch as I summon an entire symphony with the push of a button.
That is interesting. And you were able to transport yourself here, which is noteworthy, I suppose.
There you go. Spot to be filled. Special chosen-y person to fill it. What do you say?
Well... I suppose?
Yes! You won't regret this, I promise. Let me shut this off. Now, is there financial aid paperwork to fill out, or an admission form, or anything like that? Do you guys have a website? I'm still not clear on whether Wi-Fi is literally magic or not.
Your tuition will be covered, and there is no paperwork. Simply pin this medallion to your chest, and it will shift to confirm your admission and your placement in a house.
Oh man, there are houses too? This is just like...
What? That can't be right.
Cute! It's a little frog.
It is a toad. That is the emblem of Toad House.
Toad House? She's in Toad House? That's fantastic!
What's Toad House?
The Hexwells, the triplets who originally made the school, separated the students into three houses for logistical reasons. Or at least it was supposed to be for logistical reasons, but the brothers, what's-his-face and what's-his-name?
Madrigal and Florian.
Sure. They had this intense sibling rivalry going on, which they absolutely let bleed into the management of their terribly run school. But they had a sister, Celeste, who clearly got all the common sense out of the three of them because she realized that they were still running a school. So instead of coming up with a dramatic name or mascot for her house, she just focused on building solid infrastructure and properly vetting professors.
I thought you said Hexwell was mismanaged.
No, it super is. When I'm complaining about Hexwell, assume I'm not including Toad House. Toad House is great.
Not a single notable student has ever graduated from Toad House.
80% of magic-related jobs in the region are filled by graduates of Toad House. That increases to 90% during times that a large portion of True Claw and Direbeak students are in short supply due to getting involved on opposite sides of a dark uprising.
This is awful! Giving the Chosen One spot to a Toad House student! I'll get fired for this. And I can't take back the medallion once it's given. It's a binding magical contract!
See, these are exactly the kinds of management problems I've been talking about. Maybe if you used less arcane magic rituals and more normal paperwork, you wouldn't be dealing with this right now. But flip side, B, congratulations!
I'm so excited! I still don't have any money, but I feel like this is a cake thing. How do I make this a cake thing? Can I trade you something?
No. You actually did me a huge favor here. Cake is on me. Matter of fact, cake for everyone! Yeah, that would have been a lot more impressive if anyone else was in here.
I will cut the cake.
Oliver, you're not going to regret this. I got straight A's in all of high school, and I had a 3.8 GPA in college. And I'm so not going to let you down. Toad House for life! Aw, come on. Do you want cake?
I don't want cake.
Do you want pets?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's it. Oh, lovely.
Episode 3, Admission Impossible, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee, and featuring Andrew Oakes as Oliver. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
You don't usually deliver your admission letters by owl, do you?
Of course not. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, that would be ridiculous.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shapeshifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.